Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. You know, life is composed of a series of highs and lows, peaks and valleys, so we're calling this particular edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, Peaks and Valleys. We've got songs about mountains and other high places, and songs not about valleys, but rather songs by valley. Rudy Valley, whose 99th birthday would have been the day before yesterday, July 28th. So here to start us off is Rudy Valley singing his theme song, My Time is Your Time.
The canary only sings. She is a courtesan on wings. So I've heard. Eagles and storks are twice as strong. All the canary knows his song. But the canary gets along. Gilded bird. Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet to hear, sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner. Dine with wine of choice. If romance is in your voice, I heard from a wise canary trilling makes a fellow willing. So little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread, it's said. So sing little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread, it's said. So sing and you'll be fed.
Rudy Valli from February 25th, 1929, and Sing for Your Supper. And we started off with My Time is Your Time, and the time was 1938. Rudy Valli was born Hubert Pryor Valli on July 28, 1901, in Island Point, Vermont. He grew up in Westbrook, Maine, where his family had moved while he was still a child. His father, a pharmacist, opened a drugstore where Rudy worked as a youngster. Valli played drums in his high school band, and it's said that he never had any lessons, that he just picked it up on his own. He dropped out of Westbrook High School and joined the Navy in 1917, but was quickly discharged when the Navy found out he was only 15 years old. Returning home, he found work as a movie projectionist for $7 a week. More about Rudy Valli later, but we promised peaks as well as valleys, so here is Fletcher Henderson and Rocky Mountain Blues.
Thank you. Don't shoot, root toot tootin', a brand new suit to bootin', boy, that is a reason I'm high and dry. Got pugly spats and lots of hi-hats, my bill book's fat, and boy, tell me, ain't that a reason I'm high and dry. I've saved up all my money, and no fear of a rainy day. I lost the lovin' from my honey, chasing the blues away. Oh, well, I'm right in style with a big boy smile. I got the dough to show, and boy, you know the reason I'm high and dry.
And his Hotsy Totsy Gang and High and Dry, written by Hoagy Carmichael, with Hoagy playing piano and taking the vocal. Gene Krupa was on the drums, and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey were also in the band. That was Jack Cornell on the accordion on that recording made in New York City on November 7th, 1929. And before that, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, Rocky Mountain Blues, also recorded in New York City on January 21st, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back with more from Rudy Valley right after this. In 1919, Rudy Valley first began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument. After practicing 6 to 8 hours a day for about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. Valley was so taken with Rudy Weedoff's playing that he began writing him, and after 8 letters, Weedoff finally replied. Valley, who had dropped out of school to join the Navy, re-entered and graduated from Westbrook High School. Here's Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees on one of those new 5-minute microchannel hit of the week paper records recorded on Christmas Eve, 1931 in New York, and You Try Somebody Else.
Thank you.
when we do, we'll both be blue and be back together again. You'll try painting the town, I'll try acting the clown. We'll travel fast, but it won't last. We'll be back together again. Let's take our fun where we find it. I know deep down in my heart, if I was meant for you, if you were meant for me, nothing can keep us apart. So you try somebody else, I'll try somebody else. It won't take long to find we're wrong. We'll be back together again. Orchids bloom in the moonlight, and lovers vow to be true. I can still dream in the moonlight of one dear night that we knew. When orchids fade in the dawning, they speak of tears and goodbye. For my dreams are shattered like the petals scattered, still my love can never die. There is peace in the twilight when the day is through, but the shadows that fall only seem to recall all my longing for you. There's a dream in the moonbeams upon a sea of blue, but the moonbeams that fall only seem to recall love is all, love is you.
Rudy Valley crooning Orchids in the Moonlight on this Peaks and Valleys edition of Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL 88.7 in Avalon. And before that, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees and You Try Somebody Else. I said that song You Try Somebody Else was recorded in New York on Christmas Eve 1931. Actually, it was released on Christmas Eve 1931. It was recorded sometime earlier in December. Anyway, I'm your host, Glenn Robison. I'd love to hear from you. The email address is glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We're going to go back up to the peaks now, well, hilltops anyway, with Annette Hanshaw, the original radio girl, and High Up on a Hilltop.
Blue, and here's a bird's eye view of happiness. High up on a hilltop, beautiful to see, there's a cozy cottage standing peacefully. Skies are never cloudy. Setting sun. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair waiting for her share of joy. Hand in hand together, just as happy as can be. Up on a hilltop, that's heaven to me. High up on a hilltop, oh, beautiful to see. There's a cozy cottage that's standing peacefully. Skies are never cloudy. When the day is done, little stars are twinkling hardy to a setting sun. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair waiting for her share of joy. Hand in hand together, just as happy as can be. Up on a hilltop so high, that's heaven to me.
Busy day today, full of troubles and trials, but I have put them all away and traded them for smiles. I've looked for a place in the sun, but I found a cozier one. I'm sitting high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon, where the breeze seems to say, don't you worry, things are bound to pick up pretty soon. Here beneath the sky on the hilltop, seems to me the world is all in tune. I forget all the hustle and hurry, tossing all my troubles to the moon. I know someone will love me and everything will be just right. Just so the stars up above me continue doing business at the same old stand. It's mighty sweet in the evening when I've had a busy afternoon, sitting high, high, high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon. Thank you. someone will love me and everything will be just grand. Just so the stars up above me continue doing business at the same old stand. It's mighty sweet in the evening when I've had a busy afternoon. Sitting high, high, high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon.
Dick Powell with Victor Young and the orchestra, and I'm Sitting High on a Hilltop. And before that, Annette Henshaw, backed by the University Six, and High Up on a Hilltop. Here on Rapidly Rotating Records, I'm Glenn Robison, and we'll have more from Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees right after this. Now, no offense to anyone out there named Hubert, but if I were born Hubert, I'd be inclined to change my name. But Rudy Valley himself didn't change his name from Hubert to Rudy. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoff's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University. Yale, of course, is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. While at Yale, he worked for his tuition by playing as sax at country clubs, various social functions, and at the school dances. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his slight voice. The megaphone became one of his trademarks and was copied by other vocalists of the day, inasmuch as microphones and amplifier systems were not yet well developed. Here's Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees in 1930, and reminiscing.
Smiles are missing.
everything hazy, clouding the skies of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to they knew? But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you're driving me crazy. What did I do?
Rudy Valley with two from 1930, You're Driving Me Crazy, and Reminiscing. In 1924, Rudy dropped out of Yale and went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the eight-piece Savoy Havana Band. He remained with the band for about a year, during which time he made records and was heard on radio broadcasts with the band. In 1925, Valley returned to Yale, continued his studies, and graduated. During this time, he was playing sax with the football team band, and after his graduation, he went to Boston briefly, and then on to New York City, where he met bandleader and band agent Bert Laun. He and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of, "Hi-Ho, everybody, this is Rudy Valley speaking." In February 1928, Bert Laun talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and these broadcasts brought Valley his first real fame. He was soon broadcasting 25 times per week and winning millions of fans. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to the Peaks and Valleys edition of Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL 88.7 in Avalon. More about Rudy Valley later. But right now, we're going to go back up to the peaks with Ben Selvin.
Once again I'll say I love you. birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
Greenery, written in 1926 by Rodgers and Hart and played there in 1943 by the First Lady of the Keyboard, Pauline Alpert. And before that, Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and When It's Springtime in the Rockies. We'll be back to finish up our tribute to Rudy Vallee, whose 99th birthday would have been a day before yesterday, July 28th, right after this. Following Rudy Vallee's WABC radio broadcasts were a string of box office successes, along with engagements at New York's famed Palace and Paramount Theaters. In 1929, Rudy and the Connecticut Yankees traveled to Hollywood for the film Vagabond Lover. In the fall of 1929, he was back in New York broadcasting and playing at the Villa Vallee. Here are two more by Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees.
A thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. I am proud that I have you right by my side. But I'd be satisfied to lend you to the public to be seen. You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a gift you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. You're lovely as a Crawford. Like Davies, you are gay. You surely should be offered a starring part right away. You're sweet as a Gaynor, and you're hot as a gal named West. You'd even make Garbo jealous if you took a movie test. You ought to dress like Passion and ride in motor cars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. remember, like last glowing embers haunting your memory and dreams. For I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems. And I know that someday I'll discover her, the girl of my vagabond dream.
I'm just a vagabond lover from the 1929 picture Vagabond Lover. In Vagabond Lover, Rudy Valli plays Rudy Bronson, an amateur musician in search of work who impersonates a famous bandleader. And before that, You Ought to Be in Pictures. After completing Vagabond Lover, Rudy and the band returned to New York, performing daily shows at the Paramount and other theaters, then nightly shows at the Villa Valli, and three sustaining radio broadcasts, recording sessions, motion picture short subject films, and charity benefits. In 1939, after 10 years, Valli ended his immensely popular radio show. Early in World War II, Valli entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. He was placed on the inactive list in 1944 and returned to radio, broadcasting for 2 years with co-star Monty Woolley. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and recreated the role in the 1967 movie version. Rudy Valli continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday nights at 6 on Community Radio for Avalon, KISL. I'm Glenn Robison. We're going to finish up this Peaks and Valleys edition of the show with a couple more mountain songs. Here's Gene Cardos and Left My Gal in the Mountains.
Shot a county sheriff down. The jury read the verdict, murder in the first degree. The judge said, take this prisoner to the penitentiary. They put the handcuffs on me and put me on a Pullman train. Took me to Atlanta and tied me with a ball and chain. This morning, laying in Atlanta jail. No one here to love me, no one here to go my bail. The prison bars all around me, I got a walking at my door. My heart's sad and lonely, 'cause I'll never see my gal no more.
I cannot tell you what excitement that night meant when I met you, but what wrong or right meant our hearts only knew. I was low, now I'm high, high upon a steeple, telling all the people you've come to me.
Up this Peaks and Valleys edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Gene Cardos and Left My Gal in the Mountains, a tune written by Carson Robison. Any relation? I don't know. And then we heard from Bert Ambrose and his orchestra with High and Low. I'm Glenn Robison, hoping that this show was a high in your week. You can put a high in mine by sending email to Glenn at glennrobison.com or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'll be back next Sunday evening at 6 right here on KISL with more rapidly rotating records and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.